whatever this is, day three, I guess. You know, in a perfect world, we probably should be doing, you know, a double, then followed by a single, but we pushed a little bit, and I'm sure that contributed to, you know, a couple guys, particularly Kurt, and, I mean, Delonte's got a, you know, loses a toenail. There's not anything you can do about that, but for Kurt and Robert to go down, those are two guys that we were concerned with. We've been trying to, you know, alternate them, rest them a little bit, but Rob's, I think, is just cumulative. Kurt, really, what got Kurt out of it was a contusion, so there's not probably much you can do about that. But then, you know, Jelly's a little dinged up, and then the same thing happens with Wheezy. So we're kind of right on the edge of pushing a little bit too hard, and we start to get injuries. So we were only going to go once today anyhow, so it'll be good not going tonight, and we'll probably have to be a little more careful tomorrow and Saturday. Tomorrow morning practice will be the regular practice. Maybe we even switch that. I haven't even thought of it. We may think about I want to say something to Tommy. I hadn't even thought of that. We may end up flipping and doing the easy practice in the morning and the legit practice at night. I don't even know if we will, but obviously if we do, those guys will have it on the thing when you call in. There's a chance we'd do it that way. Saturday definitely is the other. Saturday is the easy practice in the morning and the at night, you know, that open practice at Seattle Pacific will be more legit. So we may flip it tomorrow, so that could flip when you guys have to come. Sorry if we screw up your Friday night or whatever night it is, but we may do that just to give them a little more rest and try and get something done tomorrow night.
Are you concerned with the numbers, how we have 15 guys as far as getting a little?
No, I'm not, because I didn't want extra guys here. I wanted that. We brought J.J. because we thought we needed another point guard if we were going to look at Delonte at two, and J.J. is perfect because he can play one or two. But I purposely didn't bring in extra bigs, extra anything else, because we got guys we want to look at, and instead of, you know, wanting to go three teams or wanting to bring other guys in, and then you kind of feel guilty you're not looking at them. But this is the flip side of that. You leave yourself open to, if a couple more guys go down, we can't really scrimmage, we can't do anything. But I think we'll be able to get to Saturday night with what we have. Like, you know, unless somebody else comes up lame tomorrow, you know, if we get Robert or Kurt back, that'll get us through tomorrow. If we don't, we'll just have to be a little more conservative tomorrow and get through Saturday. But I did not want to have extra guys here. In a normal year, I wouldn't want extra guys. I especially didn't want them this year. I just wanted to look at the guys we have and put the time into them, not be spending time with guys you're going to cut.
It's a possibility that you're going to keep 15.
Oh yeah, it's a possibility. I haven't thought about it much, but my leaning would be 14, just to give just to have flexibility. But, you know, Sam still has flexibility. We could have 15 and still do anything he wants to do. So I haven't really thought about it since a month ago, and we talked about how many we were bringing in. So, there's definitely a chance, or certainly for a while.
Are any of the injuries now serious?
No, I don't think so. I think Kurtz was a contusion. I actually talked to him before practice. He said he was feeling, you know, sore, which he should feel after 3 days, but he was feeling okay. He got a contusion, so I don't think it was anything, you know, because he was old or because he had an injury or something. I think somebody just knee him, bumped into him. Roberts probably was expected. Roberts coming back, and the way we've been going pretty hard. Robert probably would expect that. The other things, you know, Delonte's, you couldn't control that. Delonte was a shooting for the first day when he was wearing it a couple of weeks ago, whatever it was. And Jelly's all right. Jelly took a hell of a fall, whatever that was. I think the first day he tried to dunk it and somebody came over and blocked. It was like one of those dunk block play, and he got like turned sideways, so he got whacked pretty good. So, no, I think actually their conditioning's been pretty good. Considering how I would say we're going, you know, tiny bit above average hard. We're going pretty hard. And having gone, we got five practices in already. I mean, basically we started, 10 o'clock Monday, so we're, you know, not too deep in. We've had five practices, so we've pushed them probably a little harder than we'd like. But, you know, it's, they're fine conditioning, and I think the injuries aren't a concern right now. Like I said, we just got to get through Saturday. Once we get through Saturday, we're okay.
Is Jelly's a head injury?
No, you know, I think it was, I'm not even sure. I think it's a hip or something.
He really hit the floor. Wanted to have in at this point?
I guess, Matt, you know, we couldn't even figure it out, to be honest with you. I mean, it's, again, it's like I keep crying the same thing, but it's true. I mean, in a normal year, things go in quicker because you've got some basis. They have some knowledge. They know some drills. It's just so slow that we're things that, you know, like you know from past years, it takes 4 minutes to get this drill in. We're allowing 6 minutes this year because it's more explained and more, we call it this, they call it that. So we're where we plan to be last week. I mean, when we knew we were doing slow, we're nowhere near where we need to be if this were a normal year. But we resigned ourselves to that. In a sense, it's not the worst thing. We're not going to have a lot of offensive sets early. We're going to be very simple. We're only going to have a couple of plays. We're only going to have a couple of days. We're not going to have 15 out-of-bounds plays or 15 offenses and, you know, 13 defenses. We're going to be real basic early, and if we can get halfway decent at those, then we'll add as we go on. But so we weren't coming in with a big menu anyhow, but the things that aren't in that are a concern are just defensive fundamentals and the basic offensive things. I mean, we don't, you know, we don't have press offense, we don't have zone offense, we haven't run any pick and roll plays. I mean, so, but we knew that this is where we would be. Where it's really going to affect us is next week. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen against, you know, Sac or Cleveland or Indiana, but in two of the three cases, they're similar. You know, Reggie's new, so he's got a new system coming in, and Jimmy O'Brien's new. So two of the three teams we're playing, they don't have a lot of carryover either. So I mean, and again, we don't really care what happens in the game, but I don't think it'll be a big problem next week.
It seemed as if the pace of this, or just the tempo of this scrimmage was good and lively. Did you score to take anything?
Yeah, there was a chance we weren't going to scrimmage at all. Originally, when the original practice plan, we were going to have two 10-minute scrimmages, two 10-minute quarters at the end. But we got so banged up and so bogged down, and we had like probably an overly ambitious practice that was designed that way. And if we were still going strong the last hour, we were going to do it. If we weren't, we were just going to chop out. So we went literally into the scrimmage saying, if it looks all right, we'll let them go. If it doesn't, we could have stopped it after a minute. Actually, I thought they looked good. Not that they played well, but they were all right. They didn't look fatigued. They were still getting up and down the floor. And in fairness to them, we stopped it and talked. Normally, we've just been letting them go and correcting on the fly. So we intentionally, you know, let there be a lot of stops. But we got something out of that 10 minutes, so it's basically a bonus. If we hadn't, we'd have been real happy to just say, that's it, shoot some free throws, let's get out of here.
Patience being tested, given no one knows much and trying to implement a system?
You know, not at all, really. I mean, it's just, it is what it is, and they're trying. I mean, you can see that they're trying. They're more disappointed or frustrated when they make a mistake or when they're trying to do something. I think our level of cooperation is exceptional. They're really trying. They're putting forth physical effort. The enthusiasm is very good, but more importantly, the concentration and the intent to do the thing right is very obviously there. Now, having said all that, it still comes down to the end product. And that's why they're a little frustrated, and that's why, you know, we keep correcting them. But they're more than meeting us halfway. I be honest with you, I could be pleased with less cooperation and enthusiasm and effort than we've been getting. I would say, hey, that would have been good. This has been way above average. I mean, this has like been A-plus effort, A-plus energy, A-plus enthusiasm and attention to doing things. So, like, I'm delighted with that. I mean, literally, they could have been B-plus, and I'd say, hey, that's pretty good for, you know, all the new stuff we're throwing at them. They've been way above average.
All right, thanks.